Israel has just issued a direct and chilling threat, targeting Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, and Every Voice, refusing to bend the knee to the FBI's official narrative about Charlie Kirk. They've made it clear, if Israel deems you a threat, you'll be taken out. Regardless of your passport, regardless of where you live, you'll be neutralized. And that's not speculation, that's a quote from the Mossad chief himself. And now, it appears that US-based operatives are falling into line. Josh Hammer, the same Zionist operative who called for the public executions of Israel's critics just days before the Charlie Kirk assassination, is now publicly demanding that Tucker Carlson be neutralized as a matter of urgency. But here's where it gets darker, much darker. Because buried in NASA and CIA documents are references to a contingency plan drafted decades ago, outlining how the first public executions of American dissidents would begin in 2025. Coincidence? Or the final phase of a long game finally reaching its end? Before we dive in, did you know that Israel has quietly bought up most of the world's popular VPNs? And they've recruited spooks to run these companies. If you're a customer, you need to cancel your subscription right now. The only VPN I trust to protect my privacy from the deep state is VP.net. They're built to block the deep state from spying on you. Visit vp.net/TPV to find out more. If the idea of mass bloodshed in a series of public executions sounds extreme, you need to be aware what deep state government files reveal in black and white. Leaked official NASA and CIA documents reveal decades of high-level globalist preparations for a series of assassinations and false flags starting in the year 2025. If that isn't disturbing enough, a document published just before 9/11 reveals a plan to spread chaos in America by assassinating dissenting influencers on live TV for maximum public trauma.
It says on the website, Future Strategic Issues, Future Warfare Circa 2025. And as I decided to just flip through it quickly to see what it was about, I was a little stunned. What it said, which was quite shocking, on page 93, it said, capture, torture Americans in living color on prime time. And conduct serious psy war and collateral damage and exploitation. On the same page 93, they say exploit CNN syndrome. Now CNN, of course, is the network, the news media network.
We warned you this was coming, and right on schedule in 2025 it began. The first public figure to fall was Charlie Kirk, the opening act in a planned campaign of eliminations. Now, every major voice refusing to submit to the global order is in danger. The message is clear. Dissent will be silenced. And if you think that sounds like a conspiracy, listen to this. Yossi Cohen, former Mossad chief, just admitted that anyone seen as a threat to the state of Israel's existence will be neutralized. They'll take out anybody, no matter the nationality or where they live, who crosses the line they've drawn.
If this guy, if this whatever scientist, if this whatever site in the future will risk our existence, we better take it now. Okay? So the state of Israel will. Not easily. Okay? It takes a lot of considerations and discussions and a lot of like workflow, understanding what's the risk behind it. But if so, and if we had been sure that this is something that we have to do to guarantee our safety and security.
Who exactly is Cohen speaking about when he says those with sights and reach that can shape public opinion and threaten the existence of Israel? According to the Mossad chief, the Netanyahu regime now classifies verbal anti-Semitism as the highest form of threat. Words, they say, are more dangerous than weapons. In their new doctrine, speech itself is an act of war. And the punishment they're reserving for verbal hostility is far harsher than for any physical offence. And don't forget, when Charlie Kirk began questioning the official narrative of the October 7th attacks, the regime branded him a verbal anti-Semite. The ADL labelled him as an extremist. That label alone was enough to erase him from the airwaves, to turn friends into enemies, and to justify whatever came next.
The verbal anti-Semitism is much stronger these days than the physical anti-Semitism. I mean, we do see attacks on synagogues, on Jewish, I mean, on Israelis, I mean, working the embassy here in Washington. You see a lot of that. But I think that the magnitude of the verbal anti-Semitism is getting wider and wider and wider.
And that's what makes this next part so chilling. Yossi Cohen, the architect of Mossad's global surveillance grid, bragging that Israel has infiltrated the supply chain and manipulated the communication devices used by citizens in all countries you can imagine. Watch his face as he says it. He doesn't need to name names. You know he's talking about America, the only country that really matters to Israel.
Did you see any surprises in Gaza?
Surprises?
Yeah.
Like you mean intelligence surprises?
Pages, walkie-talkies. You know how many equipment, I mean, treated equipment do we have in these countries?
Mm.
You can't, you don't. I do.
You mean you mean booby-trapped equipment?
Not only booby-trapped.
And spying?
Manipulated equipment. All right?
In which countries are you talking about?
All the countries that you can imagine.
And not Gaza?
Not Gaza.
Nothing in Gaza at all.
Did you see that? If we had it, I mean, we knew something about them coming. Something, right? I would have sold them everything. Just everything. I mean, you can't imagine the quantity. When I have invented that method, that was in 2002 to 2004.
The pager method?
The manipulated equipment method. Okay? We have already used it. Manipulated equipment. In Second Lebanon War, some of the elements were speaking to us.
How did you use it?
Want a glass of water?
We can get some brandy.
Yeah, he could tell you. He could tell you, but he didn't.
I know it's an early morning in London. I mean, I don't think that is the case.
The globalists delivered a message to Charlie Kirk and America: they will not tolerate dissent. Now, the Mossad chief has made it clear: others are directly in the firing line. The operation is live, and the warning shots have been fired. Coming up next: why Tucker Carlson needs protection. Because the last time Josh Hammer spoke like this, Charlie Kirk was dead within days. The global elite are raking in crypto billions, rigging markets to keep regular Americans like you broke. It's a deliberate wall. And as viewers of this channel already know, the globalists want you enslaved, not free. BlockTrust IRA is smashing that with their Animus AI trading platform, which has been designed to outsmart the hedge fund managers so that everyday Americans have a chance at real financial independence. This is the number one crypto platform, crowned by Bitcoin Magazine from over 1,500 rivals. Thousands of ordinary Americans like you are already raking in 250% returns, backed by $200 million in military-grade security. The globalists absolutely hate this platform. It has created 80,000 new millionaires already. BlockTrust IRA's mission aligns with ours. Financial freedom is the key to fighting back against the shadowy elite. So please visit tpvcrypto.com, links below, to find out more. For a limited time, they're offering my viewers up to $2,500 in bonus crypto when you open an account. Visit tpvcrypto.com and join the revolution today. Never forget, Josh Hammer called for the public executions of Israel's critics, and a day later, Charlie Kirk was dead. What did he know, and why wasn't he investigated by the FBI? We'll never know, because Kash Patel just shut down a probe into the role played by foreign intelligence in the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Ask yourself, why would the man covering up the Epstein files want to shut down a probe into the role played by Israel? The official narrative is crumbling, and the architects of the lie are panicking. Josh Hammer has taken Yossi Cohen's threat one step further, invoking Israel's right to neutralize its enemies and naming Tucker Carlson as target number one, the most dangerous man in America. The fox, Tucker, is now comfortably ensconded in the henhouse, wrote Hammer in his Daily Mail article, before calling for the fox to be neutralized on behalf of Israel. Hammer didn't stop there. He widened his attack to include Candace Owens and Nick Fuentes, accusing them of being too blind to recognize that the Jews are the source of all Western morality. Yes, you heard that right. He actually wrote, Carlson, Fuentes, Candace Owens, and their entire disreputable ilk are incapable of acknowledging that an American might simply support the Jewish people because he sees in the Jews the origins of monotheism, and thus all Western morality. Whenever there is an assassination or mass casualty event, whenever the official narrative stinks, ask yourself who benefits. After the Kirk assassination, Israel didn't slow down, it accelerated. From hijacking US social media algorithms to taking total control of Kash Patel's FBI, the message is clear: dissent will be erased. Patel now speaks openly about the Fed's cleaning up social media, a thinly veiled threat to every American determined to exercise his or her right to free speech.
The simple answer, in my opinion, is social media is wildly out of control and there's too much clickbait in this country. And one of the things I highlighted at Congress in my testimony last week was if we want to protect our youth, we got to get more involved in social media and online platforms, because that's where the folks, the assassins of this world, get radicalized. That's where they're the lone wolf actors in general. And so we have to get after that problem set. And I ask for Congress's help in doing so. But speaking of Charlie Kirk, who was a very dear friend of mine, and then I was tasked with leading the nationwide manhunt to find the perpetrators involved. Of course we were going to use every resource we have to find every single person involved, and the investigation's still ongoing.
Kash Patel really wants people to stop noticing, but the reality can't be ignored. Israel has declared a digital war on the American people.
Israel is turning every single Samsung phone into a surveillance device. Do you have a Samsung phone? You might want to pay attention. AppCloud pre-installed, impossible to delete. It knows your location. It knows your fingerprint. It knows your IP address. It knows every text, every call, and every search that you make. Did you know that? This isn't just data collection. This is blackmail material. Imagine the power that Israel now has to know who's criticizing them, to know who's organizing against them, to know who's a threat. They will use this against American citizens, against politicians, against businesses. And what's the response from the Trump White House or from our government as a whole? Silence.
This is the elite's endgame. Digital ID, central databases, and total surveillance, all monitored and controlled from above. We have to fight back. Here's how. First, understand the battlefield. The war isn't being fought with bombs or tanks. It's being fought with data, your data. Your movements, your conversations, your finances, your passwords, your identity, vacuumed up and stored in data banks run by people who've declared war on you.
Do you have cell phones? Any? You have cell phones here? Yeah. You're holding a piece of Israel right there. You know that?
With the click of a button, you can bring down nations to their knees very rapidly if you so desire and if you're willing to take the risks. Because every system can be hacked. Our airplanes, our hospitals, our cars, our banks. Actually, the most important word here is our data banks. They can be hacked.
What I'm about to tell you isn't rumor, it's fact. The biggest VPNs in the world, they're bankrolled by the EU and World Economic Forum. The same people building the digital ID grid. And it gets even worse. The most popular VPNs in the world, including ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, and Private Internet Access, have been bought out by an Israeli company, Cape Technologies. Cape's roots trace back to CrossRider, a malware distributor notorious for hijacking people's devices, and its staff, packed with Israeli former intelligence agents, the very people who built Israel's most powerful surveillance tools. We're talking about veterans of Unit 8200, Israel's NSA on steroids, and the Dovdadin unit, Israel's undercover death squad, commandos trained to infiltrate, disguise themselves, and carry out assassinations. These are the very people you're paying to protect your privacy. It's not just a sick joke, it's a punchline, and you are the one they're laughing at. If you're still using one of those legacy VPNs, it's time to stop. Cancel that subscription today. You're being watched, you're being profiled. This isn't fear-mongering, it's a warning. But a new breakthrough in privacy has arrived. And just as blockchain revolutionized finance by eliminating gatekeepers, cryptographic networking is about to rewrite the rules of online privacy, stripping power from the old corrupt VPN giants once and for all. VP.net was created in 2025, the world's first trustless VPN, built from the ground up to be verifiable, transparent, and unstoppable. Legacy VPNs say, trust us not to log, trust us not to monitor you. VP.net says, don't trust us, verify. Unlike legacy VPNs, every connection is protected by a mathematically verifiable cryptographic shield. So no third party, not even VP.net itself, can see or log your data. So if the government comes knocking, and trust me, they do, VP.net has nothing to hand over. No logs, no user data, nothing. Even if somebody put a gun to their head, they'd walk away empty-handed. Head over to vp.net/TPV and see for yourself. VP.net is superior tech. It's fast, it's unhackable, and for our viewers, it's just $5 a month. a small price for protection on the new digital battlefield. Join us today at vp.net/tpv, where privacy isn't promised, it's proven. And here's the best part. Your membership doesn't just protect you, it helps fund the world's first open source, independently audited privacy network, powered by the people, not corporations. Join the movement at vp.net/tpv. Don't trust, verify.